I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When Beirut's port caught fire earlier this month, workers scattered in fear while people braced for another explosion. The fire was soon put out, but the trauma continues for Beirut's people, especially its children. Elia Aboud of the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development.
Psychosocial support is a major area of focus. Our children and youth ministry has developed boxes that we call Camp in a Box that includes reading material, crafts, games, boxes that should keep the children busy for about 15 to 20 days. We're giving those boxes to children who have been through traumatic experiences so that to help them through drawing, painting, to express themselves.
As Christians in Beirut care for children's mental health, please pray many people would glorify Jesus Christ. And if you live in North America and floodwaters destroyed your Bible, chances are replacing it wouldn't be an issue. Getting God's Word isn't so easy, though, in rural China. Massive flooding damaged churches throughout the country last month. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their church partners are struggling to recover.
We were able to get some pictures sent to us of pews floating in a sanctuary, and Bibles were destroyed in that. So we're hoping to try to find places that are ready now for Bible replacement and help in that regard.
Please pray for believers as they serve their communities in Christ's name. Consider helping Bibles for China as they send God's Word to churches in need. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We would love if folks would see the need and respond, you know, in a tangible way by helping us with replacing Bibles.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.